When Ethan's car pulled up the driveway, Karen ran out to meet him. As he stepped out, she threw herself into his arms, pressing her face against his.
Ethan, it was so frightening,
she cried. He kept his arms wrapped around her trembling shoulders. She pressed her hot face against his.
He said such horrible things to me, she told him.
His arm around Karen's shoulder, Ethan led her into the house. Their shoes crunched over the hard snow. It was probably a joke, Ethan said softly.
I don't think so, she stammered.
She clicked on the den light, and they sat close together on the couch. She shivered.
The voice. It was so terrifying.
She pressed her forehead against his cheek. His long hair trickled her face. It was a man? Ethan asked softly.
I think so. I couldn't really tell, Karen replied. The voice was a whisper. It was very hoarse. That's what made it so frightening. I mean, and then the things he said.
What did he say? Ethan demanded, tenderly, soothingly stroking her dark hair. Karen shivered again.
He said such ugly things, Ethan. He said he was going to kill me. He said he knew where I lived and he was going to kill me. He said that first he would describe how he planned to do it and then he would do it.
Ethan shook his head. He stroked her hair.
I just kept screaming. I mean, who is this?
Karen continued, squeezing Ethan's hands.
I just couldn't believe it was happening. I mean, you see stuff like this on TV and on movies, but I couldn't believe it was happening to me.